My friend Senator Eric Berthel is with me this morning, and he has checked all of this out. And Senator, thank you so much for joining me. I saw this story, and I couldn't believe it at first, but then I said to myself, what is going on in New Haven?
Yeah. Good morning, Brad. Good morning.
What has happened down there? I mean, I can't believe
it. I think it's really a great snapshot of what is truly wrong with the way some of our leaders in state government think about how we spend taxpayer money. I think it is really a perfectly clear picture that despite the fact that we've been talking about over the last 8 years, we've been talking about this financial crisis that Connecticut is in, despite the fact that we've had the two largest tax increases in the history of the state of Connecticut ever, the two largest tax increases ever. The bonding commission will sit down, I think it's today or whatever the date is. I didn't even, you know, I lost track of the date, but they're going to sit
down.
They're
going to meet on Thursday.
They're going to sit down. And Brad, you know, maybe it's important if you're okay with it, for me just to take a minute to explain how the bonding commission very generally works. So, you know, it's the governor, it's the secretary of OPM, which is Mr. Barnes, it's the state treasurer, it's legislators. Okay, the people that sit there are all from the governor's cabinet, if you will, are all Democrats, and then there are Democrats from the legislature and Republicans from the legislature. So essentially, right now, there is no good way, unless someone breaks ranks with what the governor has said he wants to have approved in bonding, there's no good way to stop this. So you can only point the blame back to the governor's office with respect to all of this ridiculous bonding. This is one of the most ridiculous things I've seen. And, you know, some people say, and I think the article that we both saw says, you know, it seems like a drop in the bucket. Well, I'll tell you what, a drop in the bucket right now counts, every drop in that bucket counts right now, because we are not in a position where we can be taking the state's credit card and going and bonding and paying for things like this.
You know, when I looked at this and I saw that taxes were raised by 11% in 2018 and still face 30 million budgetary, as far as a shortfall goes, I can't believe this.
Well, the mayor Harp is a former legislator, up in the Capitol. She took what she learned there and brought it to her management of the city of New Haven. And then how about the other piece about spending additional money on uniforms, taking money away from firefighters to go and pay? I think the article said about $1,000 a piece for uniforms for three people in the New Haven City, their office employees, I believe, is what the article actually spoke to. I mean, what are they thinking? When they sit down and make these decisions, you really have to question, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? And it's irresponsible, and the taxpayers and the people of Connecticut need to wake up. 49 days from now is election day. Everybody needs to wake up.
You know something, though? Let me just interrupt you on this.
Sure.
You know, what I don't like is all of a sudden, it's election day, and the Republicans are going to take care of it. Let me tell you something. I've seen Republicans, okay, do the same thing, because they get into this whole organization, and they think it's okay. So, I'm still concerned. I'm still concerned. I don't think it's one particular party. It's the way the state is run. And,
well,
unfortunately, we have got to do something about it and do something now.
I don't disagree with you. I think that there has been responsibility over time, but the situation that we're in right now, we've had a Democratic-controlled legislature for 38 of the last 40 years. We've had a Democratic governor for the last 8. So, and right now, the spending that's going on, that's referenced in this article, is occurring under Democratic leadership. So, I agree. It's not, you know, you can point fingers and look back over time and perhaps look at some of our municipal governments in some towns and say that there are similar situations like this. But we're looking at right now, we're looking at bonding that the city of New Haven has come to the governor and to the bonding commission and asking for help. And that decision to approve that bonding is going to be led by and ultimately approved by a Democratic majority in that commission meeting on Thursday.
So are you saying that even though they know what it's going to do, that there's nobody on that side of the aisle that will say, wait a minute, We just don't have the money now. We can't do it now.
So, Brad, that's a great question, and I have a really poignant answer. When the $10 million toll study was brought before the bonding commission that the governor insisted we had to do, okay, Denise Napier, who is our current state treasurer, she was not comfortable with what was going on. She went on record as saying, I'm not comfortable with what's going on. Okay? And instead of voting no, which would have turned the tables in that decision, she abstained from voting. So what does that speak to? She said, I'm just not going to vote on it. You are in an office where one of the most important things you do as a state treasurer is you sit on a bonding commission meeting and you decide not to vote.
Absolutely.
You abstain from voting. I think it speaks volumes. It screams loud and clear of what's wrong with the current
leadership. I thought
she
was going to stand up and say, we can't do it. But she didn't do that.
That's what she should have done. If she was truly concerned, and she voiced her concerns, that's exactly what she should have done. It's exactly right, and she didn't. Instead, she decided not to vote because she knew that her vote would have changed the outcome. Okay? And that's a pretty sad state of affairs and a pretty sad position for our state government to be in when you have elected leaders. Okay? State treasurer is an elected leader, okay? Constitutional office in the state of Connecticut, and she decides not to vote, not to vote at all. So that's what we're up against. You know, I thought it was very interesting last night in the debate, the gubernatorial debate, that Mr. Lamont, who of course is the Democratic candidate for governor, himself said last night that he thought that the Governor Malloy's first five bonding, which was those first five companies, he categorized it and called it a disaster. Okay, and that was where the government was giving money to five corporations to create jobs and bring businesses back to Connecticut. And we all know, you've talked about that, not with me, but with others on your show a couple of years ago, about that, about how much of a disaster that was. We had a company that moved, you know, 6 or 7 miles up or down the highway and got copious amounts of money from the state to do that. But I had to laugh when I heard Mr. Lamont say that, because this is the same guy that still wants to put tolls on our roads and still thinks that the income tax is a good thing and may have to increase it. It's just I don't know how these guys.
Senator,
think.
I'm out of time. I've got another guest that is waiting, but I appreciate you coming on and what you say, and
Thanks,
I think
Brad.
Everybody understands that we've got to do something and we've got to do it now. Thank you again.
Thank you, Brad.